loaning useful information each weekday. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Well, new TV shows are generating a lot of buzz as the fall season kicks into gear, and that's just the broadcast season. We're talking about trends today with Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions and newmediasolutions.tv in Seattle. Tom, welcome to the Noon Business Hour. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Chris. It's good to be here.
I am. My head is spinning with all the offerings that there's way too many shows that are new and I want to see, but there's so much there. What does the season look like to you?
Well, you know something. If you're worried about too many shows, let me assure you that you won't have to worry for long. Last year the networks launched 54 new shows and 35 didn't make it. This year, they're down a little bit, 44 new shows in total. NBC has the most with 6, and even NBC itself last year canceled 8 out of 11. So really, when you talk about trends, typically that translates into about 70% of all the new shows that are launched out there that you're being bombarded with are canceled in the first season. So the networks are definitely still trying to serve mass audiences as opposed to niche audiences. They're looking for hits. They can't work in what's typically called that long tail where there's still value and still an ROI in delivering smaller audiences like on Netflix and Hulu. These guys need hits, and it's a brutal game. So, Chris, you're not going to have to be too confused for too long.
The Wall Street Journal reported today there are 400 scripted TV series this year out there. But what are some of the trends in programming?
Yeah, really, it's a little bit of both. One of the big trends is that live event-driven programming is just huge. And really, of course, the top of the pile here is football. The NFL just kills it on that network-based live event, delivering a large audience to the big brands that want to make brand impressions. I mean, listen to these numbers. Monday Night Football this past week, 12.5 million viewers. Sunday night, Seahawks-Packers, 26 million viewers. Thursday night, 16 million viewers. So that live event, The Voice, and some of those, some of them are getting a little long in the tooth, but then you have shows like The Best Time Ever, Neil Patrick Harris's thing, really kind of trying to catch that genie in the bottle a little bit, trying to capture that live event feel. $3 million per episode on that show, which is more than a lot of the scripted dramas. I watched it, don't really quite get it. The numbers aren't quite there, but I think they're going to hang in with that one for a while, particularly when you look at the production cost that got sunk into it.
Let's talk about Empire. That's this just amazing rise in its first season. Do you expect that its second season will be just as popular?
That's the big question. Fox has got so much writing on that, and there's a lot of, the pundits out there think that has a lot of room to run, and, the diversity piece is very important there. Great story. I think, most of the people who are placing bets on that say, yeah, that sophomore season is always a tough one for shows. That second act is difficult. If you get through that first cut that we talked about a few minutes ago, get through that first season, now people are sitting back and say, okay, now what? How are you going to hook me in and become a long-running series? Where can this story go? Empire seems to have room to run. If I had the bet, I'd say it's going to be successful. But that's, one guy and 25 cents, there's an opinion for you.
Thanks so much, Tom. Always good to talk with you. Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions and newmediasolutions.tv.